Working in the campaign.
In the campaigns.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So in 1978, she got involved with Bob List, helping him campaign. Bob List was Republican, and black people shy away from Republican. But we helped Bob List. We had him here in my home. We gave him a coffee, and we did everything else. But anyway, make a long story short, so when Brenda Mason, which was the only black on the Board of Regents, when she decided she wanted to go back to law school, Governor List called me and said, Lewis, said the Board of Regents have an opening. Who you want to fill it with? Like I said, this was his way of paying us back. I told him, I said, fill it with June. You know, he said, June? I said, yep. He said, oh, man. He said, I don't know about this. I'll give you a call back. So he called him back again. He said, you come up with another name? I said, no. I said, you asked me for a name, I told you June Whitley. He said, oh, man. He said, did June have a degree? June have no degree. Because other people was calling him, too. So he called me four times that day. So that last time he called me, he said, well, Lewis, he said, tomorrow morning, I'm going to appoint June to the Board of Regents. And that was in 1979. And June was on there for 15 years.